So this is my first weekend at the parish. My name is Father Isaac Hilger. I'll go by Father Hilger, but I am your new parochial vicar, taking the spot of Father Joseph Mick. So I know I have big shoes to fill, as he was a very smart and kind man. But I thought I'd just let you know a little bit about myself. My home parish was St. Joseph Oast, way out by Cheney Lake. And I come from a large family. I'm the youngest of 13, so I have six brothers and six sisters. So it's always a party when we all get together. I went to St. Joe Oast grade school. It was the first time that I was Catholic was when I was in the first grade. So grew up there, went to Andale High School, and then I went to the House of Formation for the first 4 years of my seminary, then Mundelein for the theology portion. And I look forward to being at this great parish. I've heard a lot of great things about you all. So I look forward to meeting you and getting to know all of you. Our readings today lead us to think about what it is that we yoke ourselves to. And this expression may seem kind of archaic to our modern ears, but it is meant to call to mind the way an ox is fastened to a plow, the way in which the work of plowing is given power from the assistance of this large animal. Likewise, the work of our lives is fastened to our shoulders. We are yoked to the things which we dedicate our lives to. So what is it that we have given our lives to? Is it a worthy cause? And above all, a cause that aids us in our final goal of eternal life with God? Or have we in some ways yoked ourselves to earthly pursuits? Do we carry the heavy burden of gaining our own reward by earthly standards? Christ today calls us, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." Christ is our hope. Through our baptism in his name, we receive an inheritance to the heavenly kingdom, giving us the hope of eternal life with the Lord. And without this hope, we too easily place our hope in the things of this world. We work to make ourselves happy, to discover our own happiness, which places a huge burden on ourselves and can only make us miserable. As we celebrate our great country this weekend, or yesterday, where we have been given so much freedom civilly to believe the way that we should, there is also a great danger in living in this land of so much abundance. The pursuit of bigger and better things, looking to satisfy our every want, only leads us to wanting more. And don't get me wrong, it is a huge gift to be allowed to live and to prosper with these freedoms that we enjoy. But the danger is trying to fill our lives with things rather than seeking to provide what is necessary to care for ourselves and to care for our families. Because we do desire to fill an infinite longing inside of ourselves, a hole that can only be filled by the infinite, a God-sized hole can only be filled with God. St. Paul this morning in our second reading helps us to understand this Christian way of life. As he writes to the Romans, "You, the baptized, are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit." Our work to be in the Spirit requires so little on our part. We have the responsibility to know and love God, to remain sinless and to return proper worship to God, living in the Spirit of God. His grace will sustain us in all our work, but if we work only by ourselves and for ourselves, we give up that inheritance to the eternal kingdom. We toil with no hope of anything better, and we die both in this world and to the world to come. Yet putting to death our desires for this world, we will we will find the life we were meant to live and gain life in the Spirit, which will assist us into eternity. What Christ offers us is a yoke that is easy and a burden that is light. He offers us life filled with grace, the grace of God. If we follow Christ's example of meekness and humility, we are able to see just how much the Lord wants to assist us in the burdens of our daily life. Because living in the Spirit does not mean that God will simply take away all our problems. We know that life on earth will always be laden with sorrows. We will always have to experience sickness and death, betrayal and difficult relationships, and this tension between our longing to do good and our attachment to sin. Yet with humble faith, we can trust our Heavenly Father as a child trusts the love of their parents. Faith is a simple act, simple enough for a child to understand. As we strive to be formed in our faith and to deepen our understanding of God, we cannot lose sight of the simplicity of faith. The wise and the learned may forget this simplicity, but it is the little ones who are able to know what it is to have faith. Those little ones who rely on others to care for them. They do not try to have absolute control over their lives, but trust their needs will be taken care of for them. Just so, we should strive to be like children in front of God, following Him to direct our lives and to provide the things that we need. We follow the example of the Sacred Heart of Christ, which is meek and humble. As He carried the burden of our sins, we now carry the burden of simply trusting in Him. Our burden is to reject this world while the world tries to overcome us. Yet by trusting that Christ has freed us from the slavery to sin, we simply ask for His grace, which He pours out to us in the sacraments. And so as we continue these sacred mysteries this morning, pray that God may give you this singular grace to take on the yoke of Christ. Ask God to give you a heart that is meek and humble, that you may trust in God in all things, and in so doing, find His rest.